Your identity is who you are. How do you define who you are? By what you own, what people say, the position you have, or you define yourself by what God says about you and live the life God intended you to live. It's a powerful series. Join us for the series. I know you're going to enjoy it. Welcome to Good TV and welcome to our series on Sonship and Identity.
欢迎大家今天收看好消息电视台，这个系列我们要讲的是儿子的身份。
Today's topic we're going to look at is the revelation that God is our Father.
今天这一堂我们要谈到的是要怎么样的来认识这位神是我们的天父。
The Bible is a progressive revelation of God.
我们也可以把圣经当成是一个不断发展进程的一个启示。
That means when you look at one part of the Bible,
换句话说，你看圣经一部分，
you don't see fully what God is like.
你没有办法了解整个神的全面。
God progressively reveals himself.
神乃是他一直不断地来启示他自己。
So for Adam, he ascended a mountain, God was up there.
所以当这个亚当呢，他到了这个山上，他就看到神。
But years later, God says to Moses, build me a tent, I want to come down to be with you.
前面应该是就是指摩西，然后几年之后，神又叫摩西到山上，要显明他自己。
So people's thinking changed from God is up there to God is here among us.
就因为这样子，我们人对神的看法就从本来他是在山上，而是现在他到我们当中。
Later, God revealed to Solomon, build me a temple, a permanent dwelling, I will live among you.
到了后面我们看到这个神他告诉所罗门说你为我建造一个圣殿然后我要出现在圣殿当中。
So progressively through the Bible,
所以整个在圣经里
God unveils little by little what he is like.
神就逐渐地来彰显他自己的属性。
Until finally, when Jesus Christ comes,
一直到耶稣基督来
we see the full revelation of what God is like.
我们能够更全面地来看到神的属性。
So if you want to know what God is like,
所以如果你真的想要认识神
you see glimpses in the Bible,
你从圣经可以看到一些部分
but it finds fulfillment in Jesus Christ.
却会在耶稣基督身上看到整个全备的彰显。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18, it says this.
我们可以看到约翰福音的第一章十八节。
No one has seen God at any time.
他说在这之前没有人见过神。
But the only begotten Son, who is in the heart or the bosom of the Father, has declared him or made him known.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So if we want to know what God is like,
所以我们如果想认识神,
we need to look at the life of Jesus Christ.
就一定要先来看看耶稣基督。
Today we're going to look at two areas of scripture.
所以我们今天从两段经文来看。
I want to look at Jesus' prayer just before he finished his ministry and died.
第一个我们来看耶稣基督在他要离世之前他最后所做的祷告
Just before he gave up his life on the cross,
就在他被钉在十字架上之前
the Gospel of John records Jesus' final prayer.
约翰福音有记载耶稣他做的最后一个祷告
And in John chapter 17,
那个是在约翰福音的第十七章
Jesus spoke these words and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come.
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说父啊时候到了
So Jesus addressed God as Father.
所以从这地方看到耶稣他认神是他的父。
When he taught his disciples how to pray, he said, pray our Father.
就像他教导门徒祷告的时候他也说我们在天上的父。
So we see in Jesus' ministry, God reveals that he is a father and he wants us in relationship as sons to him.
所以从耶稣他的事工他的服事当中我们不断地看到神他向耶稣显明他是他的父然后也要耶稣就像他的儿子一样来表明他的态度
So let me just read several verses of the prayer Jesus prayed
我们来看这个耶稣他所做的祷告
Verse 3
从第三节开始
This is eternal life that they may know you the one true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent
认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生
I have glorified or honored you on earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
So now, Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory I had before the world came into being.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是为有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
I have manifested your name to the men you gave me out of this world.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们。
So when the Bible uses the term father,
在圣经里头用父这个字，
it has the meaning of father is a source of life.
它代表的是它是生命的源头。
The role of a father is to protect and to provide.
我们前面讲到父亲的角色是要保护供应。
To impart identity into sons and daughters.
也把一个身份放在他儿子儿女的身上。
To shape them and prepare them for destiny.
然后塑造他们，建造他们的生命来面对人生。
So Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God.
所以耶稣他就讲，什么是永生呢？就是要认识你是独一的真神。
So let's talk about eternal life. What is eternal life?
所以第一个我们要来谈的是永生。
We are born into this world, we have a natural life.
我们出生在这个世上就有一个属天然的生命。
We are born with a natural life.
我们有一个自然的生命。
But because of sin, we are separated from the spiritual life that only God can give.
但是因为罪的关系，所以我们在属灵的生命部分是跟神断绝的。
So when God designed man,
所以当神创造了人
He created us in His image, a spirit being.
他是按照他的形象样式造了我们成为一个有灵的人
Placed us into a physical body.
然后把这个灵放在一个肉体里
So we are quite unique.
所以我们很独特
We have the ability to build relationship, intimacy with God.
我们是一个有能力能够跟这位神建立亲密关系的生命
Spirit to spirit.
是一个灵和灵的建立。
We also relate to the natural world as well.
同时之间又可以跟这个肉眼能见的世界建立关系。
So Jesus said eternal life.
所以耶稣他说这是永生。
Or the life that goes on through the ages.
所以这个永生就是一个永恒的。
It comes about by being an intimate experiential relationship with God as Father.
是要借由认识经历到这位真神是我们的父亲。
This is eternal life.
他说这就是永生
That they know you, Father.
就是他们能认识你
So eternal life is a relationship. It's an experiential relationship with the source of life, God himself.
换句话说永生就是要认识而且是经历性的认识到这位真神这位永恒存在的神
It means being connected vitally and intimately to God as our Father and to experience and walk and live in his love.
而且和这位神是能够建立到一个就像父子之间那种非常亲密的关系，是一个很活泼的关系。
We need to understand how God designed us.
所以我们需要认识神是如何创造我们的。
When He created the physical world,
当他创造这个宇宙万物
He created it to express His goodness, His love, His nature through it.
他就透过这整个宇宙万物来彰显他的良善。
And the way he decided to do that,
然后他决定这样彰显的方式
is through the relationship of father and son.
是透过一个亲子父子之间的关系来彰显。
There are many ways God describes his relationship with us.
我们可以从圣经看到很多的方式来描述这样的关系。
But when he talks about expanding his kingdom, his government, his order through creation,
比方说当神讲到说要在这地上扩张他的国度，要来在
He uses the relationship father-son.
他就讲到是要透过父子关系来建立。
That includes women and men in the same thing.
那所谓的父子，当然这个子的部分也包括女性。
When God wants to describe the relationship of intimacy between himself and us,
那每一次神他要描述到他和我们之间一个亲密的关系。
He uses the relationship a husband and a wife.
他另外一个表示方式就是夫妻之间。
Christ is the husband, we are the bride.
就是基督他是丈夫，我们是他的心腹。
So God's design is to express his life, his goodness through his son.
所以神他的心意就是要透过他的儿女们能够来表达出、表明出他的爱。
It's got nothing to do with our gender, it's the nature of this relationship.
所谓这个儿子在圣经里面讲的，他不是针对性别的部分，而讲到是一个关系、一个身份。
So when Adam and Eve sinned, their relationship with God, with their source, was broken.
所以当亚当夏娃他们犯罪的时候他们就跟这个源头就断了关系。
God said to them in Genesis 2:17, In the day you eat the fruit of the tree, you will die.
就像在创世纪二章十七节神告诉亚当夏娃你们吃那果子的日子就必死。
They didn't physically die, but at that point, but the relationship with God was broken
They lost access to the source of eternal life.
那我们知道亚当夏娃的肉体并没有死，而是他们和这位这个生命的源头，这个永生的关系断开了。
Wherever there is sin, it will always separate us from the life and the love of God.
换句话说，我们的生命当中，不管在哪一个部分，只要犯了罪，就会让我们跟这个生命的源头，这位神断了关系。
And the remedy for it will always be a return to the life and love of God.
那个挽回的方式就是要回到这位爱我们的神面前。
A tree, if you cut a branch off a tree, it withers because it has no source of life.
就像一棵树，你如果把它的其中一根枝子剪断了的话，它那个枝子最后就会萎缩，就会枯干。
When Adam, we saw in the previous series.
就像我们在前面的两堂课
提到 When Adam and Eve became separated from God,
当亚当和夏娃，亚当夏娃与神隔绝
they became orphaned.
他们成了孤儿。
An orphan in the Bible is a child without a father to protect and provide for them.
圣经里头所讲到的孤儿就是一个没有父亲的孩子，没有父亲的保护。
So instead of the structures of the earth containing the love and the fatherhood of God,
所以他们就没有办法继续活在一个有神、一个有父亲保护的状况底下。
Structures on the earth all represent or operate along an orphan mindset.
然后他们就一直活在这个世上各样的毁坏、败坏的当中，这个就表示是孤儿的灵。
Constant struggle of fear and anxiety.To protect and defend and to provide for oneself.
以至于这种孤儿的灵和心态就充满了人，一直活在恐惧、焦虑的当中，担心没有人保护他们。
So we found in the other series that we did that an orphan is on their own. They have no father to protect and provide. They live constantly struggling.
我们前面几堂课有谈到所谓的孤儿，就是他们没有父亲的保护和供应，因此他们一直都是要靠自己来保护自己、供养自己。
So let's read the verse again.
我们再来看那个经文。
John 17:3.
约翰福音十七章三节。
This is what eternal life is.
他说什么是永生呢？
That life that's age-lasting and eternal.
是一个永恒存在的生命。
It is a relationship of intimate knowledge of God as our Father.
是要透过一种亲密经历式的认识这位神。
And the Son He sent to represent Him.
第二，要认识他所差来的耶稣基督。
So eternal life is not just a gift; it's a relational connection.
所以我们一定要认识到，所谓的永生，它不是只有一个恩赐、一个礼物而已，
word,
它是一个关系。
The word to know means to experience or to have intimate knowledge of something.
这一节的认识，它讲到的认识是一个很亲密的经历式的一种认知。
So it tells us that God sent Jesus Christ.
然后这边讲到他差耶稣基督。
God sent His Son.
所以神差他的儿子。
So when God created creation,
所以当神创造宇宙万物，
He commissioned His Son and gave Him responsibility and authority.
他就委任他的儿子呢，他也把这个权柄给他的儿女。
Which Adam lost.
就这个，但是亚当后来失去了。
And so for centuries, the demonic powers ruled and influenced the way society formed.
所以长久以来就一直容许魔鬼撒旦在治理整个社会。
To remedy the situation,
那要挽回这整个状况。
God sent His Son Jesus Christ.
神就差他的儿子耶稣基督来。
The Bible tells us God so loved the world He gave His only Son.
圣经讲到说神爱世人，因此差他的独生子来到这世上。
Whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have eternal life.
凡是相信的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
So Jesus said,
那耶稣他说，
This is eternal life.
他说永生是什么？
Intimate knowledge with God.
就是要很亲密的认识这位真神。
And with the Son He sent to represent Him, Jesus Christ.
并且认识他所差来代表他的耶稣基督。
See, only a son can represent a father.
我们知道只有儿子才有资格代表父亲。
Only a son carries the DNA of the father.
也只有儿子身上才有父亲的 DNA.
A servant doesn't carry the DNA of a father.
做奴仆的他没有父亲的 DNA.
In the Bible, a son is an extension of his father.
尤其在圣经讲到儿子就是父亲的一个延续。
In other words, the father's work orMinistry or life is extended through his sons.
这种延续指的就是父亲他所做的一切的工作或事工。
This is how God designed things to be.
所以神他的设计就是这样。
So God desires to extend His kingdom through His Son.
神他就是他的心意就是要透过他的众儿女们来扩张他的国度。
So you notice interesting statements in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面讲。
At the age of 12.
他在 在这个讲到耶稣在十二岁的时候
，Jesus said, "I must be about my father's business."
他说我要来关心，我要来思想我父的事情。
When at the age of 30 began to preach his messages, the kingdom of God is here and available. Repent so you can experience it.
到了他三十岁的时候，他就开始传讲这个神国的福音。他就说你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
Even the word son means to be one who builds the father's house.
那这个儿子在圣经另外一个意义就是要帮助父亲建立家室。
So all of God's thinking, because he is a father, is about sons and daughters.
因为神他的思想，他知道他的另外一个身份就是父亲，所以他不断思想他的儿女的事情。
And about extending his loving rule and sharing his inheritance with them.
然后他也思想到的就是要把他的产业来分赐给他的儿女们。
It says the father sent his son.
所以我们刚才看到说他差他的儿子耶稣。
The word sent is an unusual word.
那这个差呢，它是一个很独特的词。
It comes from a original word apostello.
它在是当时候的罗马文化里头是叫 apostello。
It's not easy to translate some of these words.
那在用英文和中文都很难正确的翻译。
In English, the word apostello, they just translated apostolic.
那在英文呢，他们的翻译就只能就创造这个字 apostolic.
But the people in Jesus' day understood what it meant.
但是耶稣的那个时代的人，他们知道 apostolo 这个字的意思。
It was the word used to describe the commissioning of a general.
他是讲到说一个国家的将领，他受委任。
Who would be sent by Rome to conquer enemies.
他被委任出去要去征服罗马帝国的敌人。
And to establish the values and the culture of Rome in another place.
同时要把整个罗马的文化价值观都要升植在那一个新的这个殖民地。
So when Jesus uses the word that he was sent, apostello, by his father.
所以当耶稣他自己讲说是父亲 apostello 他到地上。
Means he was commissioned by his father.
换句话说，就是父亲委任他
as a son to represent him.
作为一个儿子代表父亲
to conquer the father's enemies.
要来征服他父亲的敌人
and to bring the values and the life of heaven to earth.
要把天国的价值观还有生命带到这地上
In other words, to restore God's original plan.
换句话说，就是要恢复神起初的旨意。
So it tells us in two or three places.
在其他两三个地方也看到。
That Jesus is the express image of the Father.
有讲到说，耶稣他就是显明了这个父亲。
Let me just quote some verses.
我们来读几段经文。
In Hebrews 1 verse 3.
在希伯来书一章三节。
Jesus is the express image of the Father.
讲到说耶稣他就表明了天父。
Meaning he's the exact likeness of God.
换句话说他完全就代表了父神。
In Colossians 1 15.
还有这个哥罗西书一章十五节。
It says Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
又讲到说耶稣就是那无形的神的一个代表。
You can't see God.
你没有办法看见神。
But when you see Jesus Christ,
但是当你看到耶稣基督
how he lived,
看到他生活的态度
how he treated people,
看到他待人处事
how he dealt with issues,
看他怎么解决问题
you see then what God is like.
你就马上看到神就是这个样子
So although God revealed himself in various ways through the Old Testament,
所以我们从旧约看到神用不同的方式显明他自己
Jesus Christ is the perfect representation of what God is like.
但是只有耶稣基督他才整个完全的表明了神的模样
14 and verse 9.
在约翰福音十四章九节
The disciples said, "Show us the Father, then we'll be happy."
门徒们跟这个耶稣讲说，让我们看见神，我们就开心了。
He said, "Oh, you've been me this long with me, and you don't realize if you've seen me, you've seen the Father."
耶稣他就告诉他们说，你们跟着我这么久，难道不明白吗？你们看到我就等于看到了父神。
Because the Father in me is doing the works.
因为你们所看到的是。在我里面的父成就这一切事。
I only do what I see my father doing.
我所做的是我看到我父亲在做的。
So now we can look at Jesus' life much differently.
所以我们现在可以用一个更不同的角度来去看耶稣。
When we look at Jesus and how he treated people,
当我们来看耶稣是怎么待人处事。
We see he's the express image of the living God.
我们就能够看到他就是一个这个一个表明一个真神的样子。
Is how God treats people.
他待人处事的方式就是神待人处事的方式。
Notice what else Jesus said in John 17 and verse 4.
我们再来看约翰福音十七章四节。
I have glorified you on earth.
我在地上已经荣耀你。
That means I have brought honor to you in the way I live my life.
这个它所指的就是我借由我的生活模式、生活方式已经归荣耀给你。
And of course, this is what Jesus taught us to pray.
那这也是耶稣他教我们祷告的方式。
Our Father in heaven.
他说我们在天上的父。
Honored or hallowed be your name.
这个愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And of course, it's more than just praying that.
所以这不是只有祷告词。
We're called as sons and daughters of the living God.
我们既然被称为是这位真神的儿女。
To live a life that brings honor to our Father.
就应该要活出一个是尊荣父神的一个生命。
Let your light so shine before men, they see your good works and glorify my Father.
让你的整个生命是发出亮光。 然后是让世人看见你的生活是能够归荣耀给神的。
So notice there's a connection between glorifying God
所以在这地方看到有一个荣耀神
and how we live our life
以及我们的生命这样两者之间的关系。
Jesus said, I have glorified you on the earth
所以耶稣他说我在这地上已经荣耀你。
I have finished the work you gave me to do
你所托付我的事我已成全了。
So notice this, Jesus had an assignment from his Father
换句话说，耶稣他知道天父给他一些任务，
and that's completely understandable.
那这个是我们可以理解的。Because
as a son, he came to represent his father.
因为我们知道儿子就代表父亲。He
was the father's physical representative on the earth.
他完全就是父亲在地上的代言人。Speaking
and acting on his interests and his behalf.
完全是按照父神这个天父的心意，然后在这地上生活。
He's like an ambassador for his father.
就好像是他父亲的一个大使，一个使者。
And so when Jesus was born,
所以当耶稣出生在地上,
he was given an assignment.
他马上就有得到任务。In
fact, it seems as though the Bible makes it clear our assignment is prepared and or planned and then we're prepared to fulfill it.
那我们从圣经也可以清楚地看到，就是在我们出生之前，这位神他其实就对我们的生命已经有计划，给我们一些任务要完成。So
for example, in Ephesians 2:10,
比方说以弗所说2:10节,
it says, we are his workmanship, God's workmanship,
讲到我们就是神手中的工作。God's
masterpiece.
我们是神手中的工作。Something
that God is working on to develop.
就是神他继续在捏塑的。And
we were created in Christ for good works that God prepared before we would walk in them.
并且我们是在耶稣基督里就已经被创造，然后要活在这个旨意当中。So
the Bible teaches,
所以圣经教导,
before you were born,
在你出生之前,
God prepared an assignment for you in the earth.
神就已经为你预备一些任务要在地上完成。
An assignment that would be unique to you.
而且这个任务对你个人就是独特的。
That would take into account where you come from, where you're born, your gifts, your passions, and so forth.
它这个任务就包含了所有你的出生的家庭、你的背景、成长的环境，所有这一切。
An assignment only you can fulfill.
然后这个任务只有你才能完成。
Fathers give assignments to their sons.
所以我们看到父亲会给儿子任务。
So this changes the way you look at life.
那这个就能够来改变你看生命的、看人生的方式。
If I am a son of my father,
你就会发现到说，原来我是一个父亲的儿子。
I have an assignment to fulfill.
我也有任务要完成。
What was Jesus' assignment?
耶稣的任务是什么？
Well, he had several aspects to his assignment.
他其实可以从不同的角度来看。
But primarily it's this.
但是最主要的就是,
to reveal that God is a loving, generous father.
这样能够显明出这位神他是一个充满慈爱的父亲。
And to demonstrate that love and that goodness through the life he lived.
然后要透过耶稣的生活的方式来彰显出神的慈爱良善。
So in any ministry we have,
所以当我们在做服侍,
is primarily to demonstrate the goodness, the love, the nature of God.
也就是要能够最主要的目的是要彰显出神的属性,祂的慈爱良善。
It is to make God and his goodness known.
就是要让世人都能够明白神的慈爱良善。
So when Jesus finishes his life,
所以耶稣他要离世之前,
he said, I have completed the assignment that you gave me.
他就说你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
Amazing.
很惊人。
So Jesus' assignment, like our assignment,
那耶稣的这个任务就像我们的任务,
is to reveal what God is like.
也都是要去显明神的属性。
So before he went to the cross,
所以在耶稣上十字架之前,
Jesus was able to say very clearly,
耶稣他很清楚地说,
I have accomplished what you gave me to do.
父啊，你交办我的事情，我全都完成了。
This is what sons do.
那一个儿子要做什么呢？
They complete the job their father gave them.
第一个，他要完成父亲给他的工作。
In verse 6 he said,
我们到第六节看到，
I have manifested your name to the men you gave me out of this world.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们了。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
The word manifest means to make visible.
所谓的显明，就是让它变成具体可见的。
Make something that was hidden out so it can be seen.
也可以说是本来是隐藏在暗中，现在是放出来让大家看到。
To expose and put out on display something you didn't realize or see before.
也可以说是整个揭露显现你之前所看不到的。
So Jesus said, "I manifested your name."
所以耶稣他讲说，我已经显明你的名。
When the Bible uses the word "the name of someone."
当在圣经里面讲到某个人的名字
，It means their nature.
那是讲到他们的属性、
天性。It means their characteristics.
讲到他们的特性、特质。
It means their qualities.
讲到他们的品质、品格。
Sometimes the name even refers to the things the person will do.
那甚至有的时候，那个名字也会代表那一个人的行为。
So Abraham, father of nations.
比方说亚伯拉罕是列国之父。
So we see people in the Bible had names which described what they did or their character.
圣经里面这些人名也都直接描述出、形容出他们的这个特质。
Isaac, laughter.
比方说以撒是喜笑的。
Jesus,
耶稣。
The one who saves,
是那个拯救者。
Who heals,
是医治者。
Who delivers,
是一个搭救者。
Who restores,
是一个恢复的。
Christ.
基督
the anointed one empowered by God,
是一个受膏的从神得到能力的
Jesus Christ then,
所以耶稣基督加起来
one anointed by God,
就是一个受膏的
empowered by God,
从神得到能力
to reveal God as a God who can save and heal and deliver,
显明这位神他是能够医治拯救搭救的
We're going to look at more into the name of God in just a moment.
我们待会会再来更多的探讨神的名字
Come back and join us for more of this study.
所以欢迎你们在休息后回来再继续看。
Welcome back to Good TV and to our teaching series today, and we're glad to have you with us.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这一个系列的教导。
We're teaching on the revelation of the Father.
我们这一堂谈到的是关于认识这位神是我们的父。
And we're looking at Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17.
那特别是从约翰福音第十七章耶稣所做的祷告。
Jesus prayed in verse 6, I have manifested your name to men that you gave me.
刚才我们在第六节看到说耶稣他讲你所赐给我的人我已经将你的名显明了。
We see the word manifest means to reveal, to make known something that wasn't known before.
所以这个显明我们刚才谈到就是把原先隐藏大家所不知道的现在揭露出来。
I manifested your name.
我已经揭露了你的名。
The name means the character, the nature of the person.
那我们也谈到这个名代表的是这一个人的属性或特质。
So Jesus as a son is saying something like this.
所以耶稣他作为儿子他在表达的是
I've completed my assignment.
第一个我已经完成你给我的工作。
I have demonstrated what you as a father are like when you're among people.
而且我也完全把你这位神是一个父亲的一个模样和属性完全彰显出来。
I have manifested your name and your nature.
我已经把你的名、你的属性显明了。
Jesus did it through his life.
那耶稣的做法是透过他的生命。
Through his ministry to heal and restore.
透过他的事工、他的医治和恢复。
Our Father is a Father who heals and restores.
让人们知道说我们的天父他就是一个医治恢复的神。
He revealed the Father through the way he honored people and valued people.
然后耶稣也透过他怎么样的尊荣人来显明父亲。
Our Father honors and values people.
让人们知道我们的天父尊荣人。
He showed what the Father is like by serving and meeting the needs of people.
天父也透过来服侍人、满足人的需求显明父亲。
So I want to show you some things that you may not have seen before.
那接下来想要来谈分享一些可能你之前没有注意到的。
Jesus made it very clear.
耶稣他很清楚说。
I only do what I see the Father doing.
他说我只做我看到我父在做的事。
So when you see him serving and ministering and touching people's lives.
换句话说，只要看到耶稣他在做任何事情、说任何话。
He is showing what the Father is like and how a son lives out his life representing a father.
或者他在接触人们，他在告诉人的就是，这是他看他父亲在做，所以他才做这些事。
Now I want us to go into the Old Testament.
我们现在先来看旧约。
And we're going into the book of Exodus.
我们来看出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 34.
第三十四章。
And we're going to look at a verse where God describes what he is like.
在这个地方是这个神他介绍他自己。
Moses was hungry for God.
在这之前讲到摩西非常渴望认识神。
I want to know you.
他说神啊我要认识你。
I am hungry for you.
我渴慕认识你。
And God responded.
然后神就回应了。
He said, I will reveal who I am to you.
他说好我会向你显明我是谁。
But if I show you who I am, it's too much. It will kill you.
但是我如果一次显明太多，你会承受不了，会杀了你。
So he said, I'll hide you in the cleft of a rock.
所以他就说，我要先把你藏在一个石头里。
And I will pass by you.
然后我会从你面前经过。
And I will declare who I am.
在经过的时候，我会宣告我是谁。
So it tells us in Exodus 34.
这是在出埃及记三十四章。
Verse 5.
从第五节开始。
Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with them there and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
讲到耶和华在云中降临。和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
So God descends and proclaims. That means He declares or He makes known who He is.
在这个地方讲到说，神降临，而且宣告。宣告的意思就是很清楚的说明介绍。
It's like saying, "This is who I am."
他就换句话说，就我就是这样的神。
So if I were to ask you, "Who are you?"
换句话说，如果我现在问你，你是谁？
You tell me your name.
你会告诉我你的名字。
You don't always tell me what you do. You tell me who you are.
你第一个一定会先告诉我你的姓名。
So God now says, "This is who I am."
那神现在就讲说，这就是我。
So He proclaims or speaks out His name.
所以他宣告了他的名字。
But Jesus demonstrated His name.
那耶稣到了，耶稣是整个显明了他的名。
So what, when we hear God say who He is,
所以在旧约我们听到神他说他自
己。That's what Jesus demonstrated.
但是到新约是耶稣他活出来。
So in the Old Testament,
在旧约。
God tells who He is.
神他自己说。
In Jesus, He demonstrates who
He is. 到了新约是耶稣直接活出来。
Let's have a look what He says.
我们来看神怎么说的。
The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and children's children to the third and fourth generation.And Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshipped him.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。摩西急忙伏地下拜。
It would be easy just to read the verses and not let them impact us.
我们很容易的就是只是读过去，然后不让他们这些话语来影响，
就是影响我们。We need to meditate about what God has said.
我们其实需要来默想神所说的。
God has just introduced Himself.
这个地方我们要去想到，这是神他的自我介绍。
This is who I am.
他讲说，我就是这样的神。
So you may have many ideas about God.
所以你可能对神有很多自己的想法。
Better to go to Him and see what He has to say about Himself.
还不如直接来看神他怎么自我介绍的。
Maybe you have wrong ideas about what God is like.
可能你会发现你对神有一些错误的认知。
That were handed down through family or handed down through church.
那样的认知可能是从家族来的，也可能是从教会错误的教导来的。
Best to listen to God Himself say.
还不如直接来听听神他怎么自我介绍的。
So I'm going to go through these words.
所以我们就来一段一段的看。
And explain what God is saying.
然后来解释神他的意思。
The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华。
The word Lord means this.
我们中英文讲说是主，中文讲耶和华。
Self-existing.
讲到的是自我存在。
It means eternal.
一个自由永恒的。
It means unchanging.
永不改变的。
So he says, I am the eternal, unchanging one.
所以神他就自我介绍说，我是一个永恒不改变的神。
So God never changes.
所以神永不改变。
He doesn't change this day, that day.
他不会说今天跟明天不一样。
He is unchanging.
他是永远不改变。
In the New Testament,
在新约，
it tells us of Jesus Christ.
描述耶稣。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
说他是昨日、今日、永远都不改变的。
He is consistent.
所以表示他又一直都是这样。
Most of the world we see is inconsistent.
可是我们所处的世界，我们可以看到很多事情都在改变。
Build a life around someone who's consistent.
所以你可以把你的生命建造在一个永不改变的神身上。
I am the Lord, the Lord. It's the word Jehovah.
他就讲说耶和华，耶和华。
I'm the Lord who's eternal.
那意思说我是永恒的。
I am unchanging.
是不改变的。
I'm the unchanging one.
我是一个不改变的。
Who always has existed.
一直存在的。
I need nothing to draw upon anything to make me exist.
所以我也不需要靠任何的事物使我存在。
He says, I am the Lord, the Lord God.
我就是这样。耶和华，耶和华的神。
The word God there,
所以在这地方的神
means the Almighty One.
讲到是一个全能的。
So God introduces Himself.
所以这个神的自我介绍。
This is how He introduces Himself.
他是这么介绍。
I'm the eternal, unchanging, ever-existing, all-powerful One.
他说我是自由、拥有、不改变、全能的神。
And when we look at Jesus Christ,
当我们看耶稣基督。
He's the unchanging one.
他也是一个不改变的。
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
昨日今日永不改变。
The Bible says by him the world was created.
圣经甚至讲说是借着他这个万物才受造。
It says he's the, you notice Jesus' ministry.
我们看到耶稣的事工。
And you see the power of God.
就可以看到神的能力。
Overruling nature.
然后整个来掌管万有。
Raising people from the dead.
使死人复活。
Entirely consistent.
所以你可以看到两者是一致的。
So God introduces himself.
所以当神自我介绍。
I am the eternal, unchanging.
我是一个永恒而且不改变的。
I'm the all-powerful, almighty one.
全能的神。
And this is who we serve.
那这是我们服侍的神。
This is who our father is.
这就是我们的父亲。
He's not poor.
他不是贫穷的。
He's not weak.
他也不软弱。
He's not inconsistent.
他也不是常常改变。
Eternally unchanging.
他是一个永恒存在，永不改变的。
And all powerful to meet every need we have.
而且全能的来满足你一切需求。
And then he introduces how he relates.
接下来他又来讲到我怎么样的跟我们建立关系。
How he relates to us.
就是他怎么样跟我们建立关系。
He says, merciful.
他讲说是有怜悯。
Merciful. That word means compassionate.
有怜悯代表是很有同情心。
God says, I am compassionate.
神说我是很有同情心的。
This is who I am.
我就是这样的神。
What does compassionate mean?
那到底同情心是什么呢?
Compassionate means to have a tender heart.
就是一个柔软温柔的。
That feels the pain and the distress of others and is willing to engage and help them.
很能够认同别人的受苦，别人的苦难，而且愿意帮助他们。
I am the eternal, unchanging, all-powerful God who feels the pains and troubles you have and is willing to help you.
所以神他就说，我是一个永恒、不改变、全能的神，而且我能够认同到你所面对到的苦难，愿意帮助你。
When you see the ministry of Jesus,
所以当你来看耶稣的服
事， He demonstrated what that is like.
他不是就完全活出这句话吗？
You see how many times it said he was moved with compassion.
新约好几处都来描述到说耶稣动了慈心或动了怜悯。
When he saw people,
当他看到人，
he was moved by compassion and engaged to help them.
他就动了怜悯，然后帮助他们。
In Mark 1:41.
再比方说这个马可的第一章44节
with advanced leprosy,
讲到有一个人他得了大麻风
and Jesus moved with compassion,
然后这个耶稣动了慈心
touches him, heals him,
马上伸手就触摸他医治他
we find other examples,
还有另外一个例子
it says in Mark 40, Matthew 14 and verse 14
在这个马太福音十四章十四节
It says Jesus saw the multitudes.
讲到说耶稣看到群众
Many, many people.
看到很多人
Sick and troubled.
他们生病遇到苦难
Moved with compassion.
但是呢他就动了
He healed them all.
他就医治所有的人
So we see, and then we see in Matthew chapter 10,
那又到
Matthew 9:35,
然后这个马太福音是九章三十五节
When he saw all the multitude.
讲到说耶稣看到众人
He was moved with deep compassion.
他就动了怜悯
And he commissioned men to represent him.
然后就差派人去代表他出去。
Compassion is at the core of what God is like.
所以你要看到怜悯是神他的一个核心的特质。
Merciful, long-suffering.
再来讲到说是有恩典不轻易发怒。
God says, I'm the eternal, unchanging, all-powerful one, compassionate and long suffering.
所以神他说我是一个永恒不改变全能的神，而且我有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
It means a very, very long, 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 long time to get God angry.
所以这个不轻易发怒就是你要花很久很久的时间才可能让他生气啊。
It means God is very patient.
换句话说，他非常有耐心。
Wanting you to have every opportunity to grow and change.
希望你能够每一次都有机会能够来长大成熟。
Love is patient, long suffering.
而且这样的爱，它是一个不轻易发怒的爱。
The Bible tells us of Jesus.
那圣经讲到耶稣。
It says he learned obedience by the things he suffered.
就讲到说，他是借由他的受苦、他的受患难来顺服。
He put up with difficulties and difficult people.
他来忍受各样的困难、挑战，还有一些难对付的人。
He was long suffering.
那是因为耶稣他不轻易发怒。
Longing for them to repent.
他总是希望他们能悔改。
The Lord is not willing any perish.
所以神他不愿一人沉沦。
He's long suffering.
所以他不轻易发怒。
Waiting for all men to repent.
等待所有的人都悔改。
Jesus was patient when he was rejected.
耶稣他被人拒绝的时候，他仍然有耐心。
When they were rejected.
当他们拒绝他
His disciples wanted to call down fire.
那这个当人们拒绝他，门徒们希望降下烈火烧了那些人。
You don't know what spirit you're of.
耶稣马上说：“你不知道你们里面有什么灵啊。”
I came to represent my father.
我来是代表我的父亲。
We've come to save people.
来就是要救人。
What an amazing God.
所以多让人惊讶的
神。When he sees you, he's compassionate.
所以你要知道，当他看着你是充满怜悯。
He puts up with you and your failures.
他一直都在忍受你。
Because he loves you deeply.
那是因为他很爱你。
He said, I'm the Lord, great, compassionate.
所以他讲我是一个有怜悯的神
Gracious.
有恩典
The word gracious.
恩典这个字
It means this.
讲到的是
It means to step down and show a favor to someone in need.
这个恩典在圣经讲的是从高处下来降卑自己满足在低处的人
help someone who can't help themselves.
就是来帮助那些无力自助的人
He's like a wealthy man.
就好像说是一个很富有的人
doing a favor for a poor man.
然后为了帮助穷人
to help them through a difficult situation.
让他们度过难关
God is gracious.
我们的神有恩典
It tells us of Jesus Christ.
就讲到耶稣基督
In John 1:14, he was full of grace.
讲到约翰福音一章十四节讲到他充满满有恩典。
Wherever he went,
所以耶稣不管到哪里
he poured out help for those in need.
他总是来帮助那些有需要的人。
He abounded in grace.
所以他满有恩典。
So we see what God is like.
我们现在就看到神的模样。
Compassionate.
是有怜悯。
Gracious.
有恩典。
Long suffering.
不轻易发怒。
And then he goes on to say more.
他又继续说
abounding in goodness and truth.
有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，或讲真理。
The word abounding means tens of thousands.
这个丰盛就是千千万万。
It means heaps.
就是多得不得了。
What has God got a lot of?
所以你就想神很多什么东西
？A lot of goodness.
就是很多的慈爱良善。
That word is the word loving kindness.
这个慈爱就是一个良善慈爱。
It's a love.That is kind to people.
那种慈爱就是对人友善仁慈。
Treats them gently and as people of value.
用温柔来待人。
This is your father.
这就是你的父亲。
I don't know what you thought God was like.
我不知道你以前对神有什么认知。
This is what God says He's like.
可是现在神说他就是这个模样。
This is what Jesus demonstrated.
耶稣他活出来的也是这样。
Compassionate.
充满怜悯。
Gracious.
有恩典。
Long suffering,
不轻易发怒
abounding in generosity to help you.
有丰盛的慷慨慈爱要来帮助你
What an amazing God!
很惊人的神
It says of Jesus Christ in Acts 10:38.
使徒行传十章三十八节
He was anointed with the Holy Spirit.
讲到说耶稣他受了圣灵的恩膏
Went about doing good, healing all.
他就到处去行善，帮助医治所有的人
How amazing is our God!
真的是很惊人的神
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣他说我就是道路、真理、生命。
The word true means to be faithful or reliable.
所以那个真理，他所讲到的是一个是忠心的、信实的。
God abounds in goodness and reliability.
所以在这个中文，我们讲的诚实应该是真理，就是讲说可以信靠的。
What an amazing Father we have!
我们这样的一位父神真的叫我们惊讶。
Keeping mercy for thousands.
而且为千万人存留慈爱。
That's the word tens of thousands, meaning for multitudes of people.
这个千万人就是数都数不尽的。
God is careful that He maintains loving kindness to multitudes.
所以神他就是一直要。 让他自己为千万的人保留这样的一个慈爱怜悯。
This is something religious people have trouble with.
那这也就是宗教人士所没有办法理解的。
That God, it says, keeping loving kindness.
因为他讲说神存留慈爱。
That word keeping means to be very careful to watch. That's how I treat that person.
这个存留的意思是有点是想说很刻意的要用这样的慈爱待人。
God is a loving father.
我们说这位神他是有慈爱的父亲。
Who is very careful to treat us kindly.
所以他很谨慎。真的很留意的用慈爱来待世人。
Matthew 12:15 it said multitudes followed Jesus and he healed them all.
马太福音的这个第十二章二十五节就讲到说，耶稣他就是来医治众人。
Interesting, it tells us in the book of Proverbs.
到了箴言，我们看到
that what's desirable or attractive in a man is loving kindness.
一个能够吸引众人的一个特质就是慈爱。
It attracts people.
慈爱会吸引人。
God wrote to Jeremiah with loving kindness, I've attracted you.
那这个神他写信，这个就是留话，有话对这个耶利米说，我用慈爱吸引你。
God doesn't try and move us by frightening us. He attracts us with loving kindness.
所以我们看到神他绝对不是用恐吓威胁吸引我们就近他，而是用慈爱。
Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin.
赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
So sin. Notice these things God forgives.
我们来看。这个地方所写的三个东西。
He releases us. Yeah, God is a forgiving God.
所以你看到神是赦免人的神。
He doesn't hold grudges.
他不会对我们怀恨。
Doesn't hold resentment.
他也不会一直来怨恨我们。
His desire and heart is to forgive you your failures so you can move forward.
而他的心是要赦免我们一切的过犯、失败，让我们能够继续往前。
So committed to forgiving you.
他非常愿意来饶恕。
That his own son Jesus Christ.
所以他派他的独生子耶稣基
督。Who represented his father.
代表这位父亲。
Paid the full price,
然后付上所有的代价
for full forgiveness.
要让我们能够被赦免。
How much more can God do to show He's the God who forgives?
神还要再做什么才能够让我们明白他愿意赦免我们？
What an amazing Father we have!
真的是叫我们非常惊讶的神。
How amazing!
真的是很惊人。
How loving! How kind!
他充满慈爱。
Notice forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin.
讲到说赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
God forgives.
讲到说他赦免。
Sin has to do with the failures, the falling short.
所谓的罪孽，他讲到的是一种失败、亏欠。
Fail to act properly.
比方说我们没有办法去爱，没有办法满足。
Transgression is where we deliberately break the law of God.
但是这个过犯是讲到说我们故意犯罪。
We knew it was wrong, but did it anyway.
就是我们明知故犯。
Iniquity is like being crooked. It's having a twist towards something wrong.
那罪恶就更不好。罪恶就是我任意妄为，我就是故意。
And God forgives these things.
但是神他都愿意赦免。
It says of Jesus in Isaiah 53.
在这以赛亚书五十三章。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
讲到说耶稣为了我们的罪而受伤。
Bruised for our iniquities.
为了我们的罪孽，为了我们的罪恶受伤。
Our sin and our failures,
然后承担我们一切的过犯和失败
so we can be free.
好，让我们得自由。
Jesus forgave people.
所以耶稣他饶赦免人。
On the cross, Father, forgive them.
他在十字架上的时候也说，父啊，求你赦免他们。
This is the heart of God.
这就是神的心。
Notice what he's saying.
然后我们再看下面。
If you want to know what God is like,
他说，如果你要认识神
，Look at Jesus.
你来看耶稣。
That's how God reveals himself.
那神就是透过这个方式显明。
If you want to see what God says about himself,
如果你想要听听神怎么介绍自己
，Read Exodus 34.
你就来读这个出埃及记三十四章。
Where God says and introduces himself.
这是神他。亲口的自我介绍。
This is who I am.
他说我就是这样的神。
I'm glad you asked.
我很高兴你这样问我。
I want to let you know.
我很想让你认识我。
But I only reveal who I am to the hungry.
但是我只向渴慕我的人来显明我自
己。I am the eternal, unchanging, almighty and powerful one.
我是一个永恒、不改变、全能的神。
Compassionate.
有怜悯。
Having a tender heart.Feeling your pain and wanting to be involved to help you.
是心是温柔的，能够认同你的苦难，愿意帮助你。
Eternal, unchanging, all powerful one.
我是一个永恒、不改变、全能的神。
Gracious,
充满恩典。
Will reach out to help you.
要伸手帮助你。
Who abounds in goodness and truth.
而且有丰盛的慈爱和真理、诚实。
Who forgives iniquity and sin.
愿意来赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
This is by no means clearing the guilty.
但是后面又讲到说万不义有罪的唯无罪。
So God reveals he's also a God of justice.
所以这个地方神他就说他也是一个公义的神。
That having given us every opportunity to repent.
他在之前一定会给我们各样的机会来悔改。
He will call us to account for our sin.
但是他最后一定会要我们为自己的罪来负责。
You notice this in the ministry of Jesus.
你可以从耶稣的事工看到。
In Matthew 23:38.
这是马太福音的23:38节。
He spoke to the Pharisees.
他对法利赛人说。
He spoke to them.
他告诉他们
that your house is left desolate.
他说你的家必要这个毁坏。
I've given you every chance to repent, and you resisted.
我一直给你们机会来悔改，但是你们拒绝了。
Now you face the consequences.
现在你们要面对你们的后果。
If you look in the Bible at the ministry of Jesus,
如果你从圣经来去看耶稣的事工
and try and find what made him angry,
然后去找出来是哪些事情让他生气。
Sinners didn't make him angry.
不是罪恶。
The broken people didn't make him angry.
也不是破碎的人。
What made him angry was this.
让耶稣生气的人是。
Hardened religious people.
是一个这一个真的是景象刚硬的宗教人士。
What God is like.
他们完全了错误的来代表神。
Putting burdens on people.
把重担放在人的身上。
Those were the ones that upset him.
是那种人让耶稣生气。
He confronted them continually.
所以耶稣就不断地跟这些人对峙。
And showed them what God is like.
然后让他们看到神的样子。
So in the Old Testament, God reveals himself.
所以在旧约我们看到神显明自己。
By speaking who he is.
他是直接介绍自己。
In the New Testament.
到了新约。
God reveals himself through his son.
神透过他的儿子来显明自己。
He reveals he's a loving father.
显明他是一个充满慈爱的父亲。
How amazing.
这很惊人。
Eternal, unchanging, all-powerful father.
是一个永恒不改变全能的父亲。
Compassionate to us.
对我们有怜悯。
Gracious to us.
有恩典。
Long suffering,
不轻易发怒,
abounding in goodness and truth,
有丰盛的慈爱和真理诚实,
committed to keeping loving kindness flowing to us,
而且是完全委身于就是要对我们存留慈爱,
committed to forgive transgression, iniquity and sin,
而且他就是定义要赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶,
but also calling us to account,
但同时也要我们为自己负起责任,
this is our father,
这就是我们的父亲,
how amazing,
很惊人,
Jesus came,
耶稣来,
that we could be introduced to our Father.
好，让我们能够认识我们的天父。
In the last verse of Jesus' prayer,
在耶稣他祷告的最后一句,
this is what he prayed.
他这么说,
My prayer, Father,
他说, 父啊, 我的祷告是,
is the love with which you've loved me.
就是你所爱我的爱,
the love of a father for his son,
这个天父对儿子的爱,
may also be in them.
也能够在他们当中。
I want them to experience,
我要让他们经历到,
the deep, intimate love,
那个非常深切亲密的爱
that I have walked in,
是我在那个爱里头的
that enable me to represent you.
好让他们也能够照样的来代表你
It's my prayer they experience it also.
这就是我的祷告他们有同样经历
I want to just finish in prayer.
所以我们现在来一起做一个祷告
This has been a powerful session.
这是一个很棒的一堂课
The revelation
里面的启示
of God as a father.
就是讲到我们的神是我们的父亲
Jesus said he's our father.
然后耶稣他说他就是我们的父亲
I want you to pray this prayer with me.
请你跟着我们一起做这个祷告
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
你说我们在天上的父我奉耶稣的名到你面前
Thank you for loving me.
感谢你爱我
For welcoming me.
欢迎我
Thank you for accepting me.
感谢你接纳我
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你差派耶稣
To die on the cross in my place.
为了我死在十字架上
To take the penalty of my failures.
为我背负一切的代价
And rising again from the dead.
然后又从死里复活
Today, Father, I turn from living like an orphan.
天父，我今天要转离那个孤儿的心
I ask you to forgive me.
我求你赦免我
I ask you to wash away all my sins and failures.
求你洗净我身上一切的罪孽过犯。
I receive Jesus as my Savior.
我要接受耶稣基督成为我的主。
I receive forgiveness.
我要接受你的赦免。
I receive the spirit of sonship into my heart.
我也要接受这个神儿女的身份进入我生命。
And I call you Father.
现在我要呼求你是我的父亲，你是我的父。
Who is in heaven?
是在天上的父。
I honor your name today.
我今天要来尊荣你的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.